Up next, we'll be hearing from a man and his dog on a mission, which will take them across Australia to fight one of Australia's biggest problems, gambling. Australia makes up less than 1% of the world's population, yet we have 18% of the world's slot machines, making us some of the most biggest gamblers in the world. But thanks to our next guest, there's hope for troubled gamblers. Here is Andy Hope's story. Andy, you'll be walking around Australia, to be exact, 15,000 kilometres of it, in a billy cart alongside your beautiful dog, Scrubby. You embarked on this journey about a month ago on your 60th birthday. What has life been like on the road so far?
Wonderful. It's just been a whole new experience. I haven't ever camped out before, so it's all new to me, learning how to set up my tent every night and cope with that. And at the end of the day's walking, we're ready to crash every night, and Scrubby gets in there and falls asleep straight away.
And it's quite a profound thing, not quite knowing where you're going to sleep each night, what you might eat. How do you do it?
Some days, yeah, you don't know where you're going to end up, but some days I get to a place and I realize there's nowhere here and I've just got to push on for another 5Ks till I can get to a town or something. And so you never quite know how far you're going, but sometimes it just pushes you that extra distance. So yeah, it's been good.
So not quite knowing where you're about to end up is really the journey of it.
Yeah. I mean, I've got a rough idea of where I want to do about 30 kilometres a day, but just depends. Sometimes after 30, there just is nowhere. You just sleep, so you just got to find somewhere and go a bit further.
And is it quite a challenging thing being away from home?
No, I mean, I had a very simple life anyway. I was a minimalist with just myself and my dog in a small room that I lived in, so I'm not missing any great luxuries. So, I find it wonderful. I get to meet new people every day and it's just an awesome experience.
And Scrubby, your precious cavoodle, is probably feeding you some sort of motivation to keep you going at times. Seeing his furry face in the front seat must make you want to keep pushing.
Oh, absolutely. Always he's given me the inspiration to keep going on in life. And just looking, he's just someone to talk to all the time. He's so much fun. The days it was raining a lot, he was getting very wet, and then I put him up behind me to keep him dry, and he's loved that, just on the wet days. But no, he's a good boy.
He is a very good boy. And WAG stands for Walk Against Gambling. If you're comfortable sharing, what has been your life's journey with your gambling addiction?
Yep, 42 years of destruction. As we said, I'm just turned 60, and since I left school at 18, and found clubs and online betting. Well, they didn't have online back then, but the TAB, which turned into online betting. It's just been from one tragedy to another. There's been times when I've got better for a few years and then fallen back into a heap again. So a lot of damage done in my life, lost a lot of things.
And you're doing this walk against gambling to raise funds for Lifeline North Coast. What does Lifeline mean to you?
I've always loved Lifeline. I've worked for them as a phone counsellor 20 years ago, but I've also been on the other end asking for help. So I've experienced both sides of the phone and know what a wonderful organisation it is and just the wonderful people there.
Beautiful. And you're walking in total 15,000 kilometres across Australia. How long are you expecting this journey will take you?
Yeah, it'll take me a year and a half at least with no problems, but I'm not naive enough to believe that everything will go smoothly. So, you know, allowing for some injuries and some weather events and that, it might take me up to 2 years.
And at the end of your journey, you have promised you will release a book titled Walking Around Australia or Beating Addiction, Which is Harder. Can you tell us a little bit about the book?
Yeah, well, it's a book that I've been writing for the last 20 years about addiction, but now I'm incorporating it with my story of walking around Australia, and I'm comparing the two and the struggles I went through from gambling and the struggles I'll go through from walking around Australia. Sometimes when you're walking, the roads aren't very flat. You've got no shoulder to walk on and you keep getting pushed off the road and it's very hard to stand up, and sometimes it's raining and everything is just against you. And sometimes with addiction, it's a bit like that. And you've just got to keep going, just sometimes just 10 metres at a time, which is like addiction. Sometimes you just got to get through minutes of the day and not try to take it all in at once and just keep going as the day goes on. Eventually, you find that smoother road where things are, you know, a nice wide footpath and the cart's just rolling along, and life can sometimes become like that, where life just gets easier if you just hold on through the dark times.
Beautiful. Really great words of encouragement there. I can't wait to read it.
Thank you.
If people want to find your journey, where can they follow you?
Yeah, we have a Facebook page, Andy and Scrubby's Big Wag, and you'll be able to find us there and also on Instagram. And there's a place there to click on if you want to donate. But just come on and follow and see what it's all about and see where we go each day and read the stories.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for your time today, Andy.
Thanks a lot, Eva.
If you enjoyed that story, I encourage you to follow Andy and Scrubby's journey on Facebook by searching Andy and Scrubby's Big Wag and consider donating if you're in a position to do so. If you or someone you know requires support, call Lifeline's helpline on 13 11 13.